السلام عليك يا أبا عبد الله.
وإنما خرجت لطلب الإصلاح في أمة جدي صلى الله عليه وآله.
The words of Imam al-Hussein عليه السلام in dialogue.
صلى الله عليك يا أبا عبد الله.
Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, the son of the Lady of Light, the esteemed Fatima, the son of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali alayhi salam, the grandson of the esteemed and honorable Prophet Muhammad. Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, the beacon of light which guides towards salvation and prosperity, the one who addresses Allah on the day of Ashura, saying, "In so many difficulties and sorrows, I have unburdened myself upon you and brought my grievances before you, O Allah. This is because I lean on you and I am inclined towards you. I tend towards no other." Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, the master of martyrs, these are his words. Imam al-Hussein's words to Muhammad bin al-Hanafiyya. In the name of Allah, the Most Beneficent, the Most Merciful, from al-Hussein bin Ali, may both be granted with salam, to Muhammad bin Ali, and via him to the Hashimis. Now then, it is as if the world has not been in existence and the hereafter would not terminate. Peace be upon you.
As-salamu alayka ya Aba Abdillah wa ala al-arwah allati halat bifina'i alayka.
Dear audience, now let's listen to some parts of Ziyara al-Nahiya al-Muqaddasa. Stay tuned.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. السلام على الحسين الذي سمحت نفسه بمهجته.
Peace be upon al-Hussein, who sacrificed himself up to the last drops of the blood of his heart.
السلام على من أطاع الله في سره وعلانيته.
Peace be upon him who obeyed Allah secretly and openly.
السلام على من جعل الله الشفاء في تربته.
Peace be upon whom Allah placed a cure in the soul of his place of martyrdom.
السلام على من الإجابة تحت قبته.
Peace be upon the one under whose dome answer to supplications is guaranteed.
السلام على من الأئمة من ذريته.
Peace be upon the one in whose descendants are the Imams after him.
السلام على ابن خاتم الأنبياء. السلام على ابن سيد الأوصياء.
Peace be upon the son of the seal of the prophets. Peace be upon the son of the chief of the executors.
السلام على ابن فاطمة الزهراء. السلام على ابن خديجة الكبرى.
Peace be upon the son of Fatima, the radiant. Peace be upon the son of Khadija, the great.
السلام على ابن سدرة المنتهى. السلام على ابن جنة المأوى. السلام على ابن زمزم والصفا.
Peace be upon the son of the lotus tree in the outermost boundary of heaven. Peace be upon the son of the garden of refuge. Peace be upon the son of Zamzam and As-Safa.
As-Salamu ala al-Murammal bid-Dima. As-Salamu ala al-Mahduk al-Khiba. As-Salamu ala khamis ashab ahl al-Kasaya.
Peace be upon him who was saturated in his blood. Peace be upon him whose tents were violated. Peace be upon the fifth of the people of the cloak.
And now let's listen to Dr. Muhammad Reza Fakhr al-Ruhani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa bin asta'in. Assalamu alaykum Abu Abdullah. This is an episode of the program Dialogue, and I'm Dr. Fakhr al-Ruhani explaining to you some aspects of the movement of Imam al-Husayn al-Salam. When Imam al-Husayn al-Salam reached the station Karbala and he got settled over there, he penned a short letter to his brother, to his half-brother in Medina, Muhammad ibn al-Hanafiyya. In it, Imam al-Husayn al-Islam instructed him, and wrote to him, that the whole situation was in such a way that this world it was as if the whole world hadn't existed, and the hereafter wouldn't terminate. What does this letter convey? This letter conveys that, according to the viewpoint of Imam al-Husayn al-Salam, this world is transitory. Certainly, in comparison with the eternal world, this transitory world wouldn't be taken into account, would be too brief to be noticed. Another indication or another conception that may be inferred from this indication is that so long as worldly life means living with tyrants, and from this perspective one has to abandon the rightful side, this worldly life, however long it might be, wouldn't be taken into account or wouldn't be counted as anything considerable in comparison with the hereafter, which is really the everlasting world. In this connection, we find that Imam al-Husayn al-Salam never lost any opportunity to guide the people to the right side. I mean, both of those people who encountered him in person received these guidelines. And when he reached the plain of Karbala, he penned a letter and informed his half-brother in Medina of this rule and principle. Assalamu alaikum wa abdullah. Thank you.
As-salamu alayka ya Aba Abdillah.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, for listening to this episode of the program Dialogue. We hope that you remain under the auspicious grace of Imam Husayn today and always.
عليك مني